Hello there. This is Clever Girl. Thanks for listening. I don't do rambles very often, if at all. I usually do scripts because I like to know exactly what I'm going to say. But I don't know, I just felt inspired this week by this thought that I've been going over and over. And I didn't want to do like a whole actual script for it. I just wanted to do a ramble where I just get on here and talk. Even though it makes me really nervous. But in my experience, most of you people out there are pretty nice, so hopefully this works out and it's enjoyable. If you've listened to more than one of my audios, then you know that I am very subby. That's pretty much my only mode, to be honest. I have always said, like, I could not be dominant unless somebody was telling me what to do. In which case, I'm still kind of being submissive in that sense. So. Yeah. And that was kind of what inspired this particular image in my mind. I find I'm very attracted to people with dominant personalities, be it male or female. Just anyone who can take charge of a situation and put me in that headspace is, it's very, very attractive. And one thing that I've also found that I enjoy is men who are switches, who tend to be with more dominant women most of the time. And then they can take out all of their dominant energy on me. I find that enjoyable. So that plays into this little scenario too. I know I've talked for almost 5 minutes now and we still haven't gotten into it, so I apologize. Here we go. I imagine being with a woman who is a dom. So she beckons me and I go over and we kiss. And then she leads me down the hall into the bedroom. And she has someone else. She has a man tied to the bed, and she tells me that she wants me to do something for her. I say anything you want. And she wants me to She wants me to punish him while she watches. She sits in a chair on the other side of the room, and she tells me that I'm gonna do everything she says. Exactly as she says it. And I say, yes, yes, miss. And she tells me to start by taking off my clothes for him. Very, very slowly. So I start to strip off my clothes. My top over my head. Slipping my pants over my hips and down my legs. And as I'm removing my panties and my bra, she's talking to him and pointing out the shape of my ass or the way my breasts move. Trying to get him going. And once I'm completely naked, she tells me to go over to him and points out that there's a leather paddle on the bed. And she says, pick it up. And I'm nervous. But I say yes. And I pick it up and she tells me that he needs 10 hard spanks with the paddle. And he has to say thank you after each one. And she sees me start to hesitate. So I'm nervous and she tells me I can do it. And so I start. And I smack him with the paddle on the ass. But she says it wasn't hard enough. I need to do it harder. So I pull my arm back and I smack him harder. And she said that was good, but he didn't say thank you. And she tells me, don't let him treat you that way. Tell him it didn't count. And he has to say thank you. So I smack him again. And this time he says it. And so I spank him again. And he says it again. And again. And again. And again. And his ass is turning red. And I look at her. And she nods and tells me to keep going. Again. And again. And again. When the spanks are done, Look at her, waiting for her next instruction. She tells me to climb onto the bed with him and start kissing his neck. And so I start kissing his neck, licking it just a little, taste his skin. She tells me to bite him. Not too hard, just hard enough to leave little teeth marks. And so I do. And she tells me to do it again. She makes me leave three little bite marks on his neck. And then she tells me to work my way down his body, down his chest, licking his nipples, kissing his stomach, his hips, until I reach his cock. And then I look at her, see what she wants me to do. And she nods and she says, "Go ahead, you can touch it." And then I wrap my hand around it and stroke it gently a few times. Oh, and he moans. He moans so sweetly. And she tells me, "Just use your fingertips." So I stroke up and down his cock with just my fingertips. Just lightly. Up and down. And then she tells me to lick his cock. But just once. And I do. I lick it from the base to the tip. Just once. I stop myself and look at her, wait for more, for her orders. And she tells me to suck on his balls. And I do for a few seconds, and then she says, "Stop." And he moans again. He starts to sweat and goes on like that for a while, just lick and suck and stop. I'm just teasing his cock, making him squirm on the bed. And he growls occasionally. And she's talking to him the whole time, too. She comes over onto the bed and she sits by him and orders me to stop and then lick, stop, then lick. And she talks to him and says how mean I'm being to him. Oh, what a tease I'm being. And she feels so bad for him. And then she tells me to do it again. And I do. And she strokes his hair and says, strokes his hair and says, "Don't you wish your hands were free? Oh, and you could take what you want from her." And then she laughs a little and she says, "But you can't." And then she tells me firmly to put his whole cock in my mouth. Just for 3 seconds. And I suck on it for 3 seconds and I make myself stop. She says, "Good girl." And she tells me to lay down next to her. And she keeps talking to him and saying how sorry she is that he had to be teased that way. And she can tell that he really wants put me in my place. And he nods, pulling at the ropes. And she smiles a wicked smile. And she undoes the ropes. And he looks at her. He doesn't move, even though his hands are undone, until she tells him, "Go ahead, take her." And so he turns and comes over to where I'm laying and grabs me by the wrists and pins me down and bites my neck, and bites it hard. Calls me a bad girl. And then he thrusts into me hard. He pounds me so hard. Over and over. And then he pulls out and he flips me over and he spanks me with his bare hand 10 times. And he makes me say thank you for each one. She eggs him on, telling him that I'm so mean, that I teased him, and that I deserve everything I'm getting. He flips me back over, and he pins my arms over my head again, and thrusts back into me. And he licks and bites my nipples as he pounds me over and over and over. He pounds me over and over and over. And I thrust back and I push my hips up. Get him deeper. And it feels so good. God, it feels so good. Oh, fuck. Yeah, fuck. rocks me so hard until we're both completely spent. We lie on either side of her, relaxing, and she strokes our hair and she kisses us and tells us that we were very good for her. We just all snuggle like that for a while. And maybe we fall asleep and have a nap.